This summer, the world's best tennis players are coming back to Cincinnati. The Cincinnati Open returns August 8th through the 23rd. Bigger than ever, with new fan spaces, incredible food, drinks, and entertainment all in one place. Voted Tournament of the Year by the players themselves. Community Weekend starts August 8th. Finals weekend, August 22nd and 23rd. Get your tickets now at cincinnatiopen.com.
Back to texts and emails and calls across the morning, but just flipping back to where I started this morning, and that was that gorse fire. Your firefighters spent hours battling a ferocious blaze which broke out near Camden Fort in Crosshaven around about 5 o'clock yesterday. All About Cork are reporting on this morning. That it could well have been started by a group of teenagers. At one stage, I could see a tug on the water using water cannons up into the gorse fire in an attempt to put it out. Paul Burley is Cork County Fire Services member, and he joins me by phone this morning. Paul, good morning.
Good morning, Neil. How are you?
So what a day yesterday with firefighters kicking into action. Can you just talk us through what happened?
Yeah, it was unbelievable. I'm a station officer here in Crosshaven Fire Brigade. We're on the retained system, so we go about our daily lives and we have pagers on our hips and we're on call or off call. But at 19 minutes past five yesterday evening, the pagers were set off. I live on Lower Camden Road and I was driving towards the station and I could see the whole river, the only wee river there by the Yacht Club, was all smoke logged. So you're looking left and right and wondering, where is the fire? You know, you can smell it, you can see it. And we got to the station, then we could see. And one of the reports we get on the printout is multiple calls. So multiple calls always indicate something significant is going down, you know. I spoke to Control this morning, Main Regional Control Centre. They're based in Limerick and they're great assistance to us about these incidents. And they told me they received 31 calls in the space of 8 minutes yesterday evening. So that can tell you know, how bad it was initially. We turned out initially with a crew of seven.
Where are you based?
We're based in Crosshaven, okay. Just up by the National Boys School there.
Okay, so you're local. Do you get help then from other fire services when you see the size of it?
Well, it's upon me as incident commander to make decisions based on my dynamic risk assessment and what resources I may need depending on the size of the incident or the risk to life or property. And that's exactly what happens. Like when we arrived up there, I guess there was a crowd of 30 or 40 people there. There was residents there. You know, people were in fear. The wind was bellowing, unusually from the east, and of course that was fanning the flames. I believe it was started by a couple of errant teenagers there in error, and we can touch on that in a while. But when we arrived, it was starting to take hold, heading towards the houses, and I guess you're probably familiar with that area, Neil. You've been up there many times.
Yes.
But that bus turning circle when you're looking over the inner harbour, you have houses to your left, you have a load of scrublands then below you. There's a lovely zigzag walk down to the grassy, down to the Point Road. And what was burning there was all tinder, given the recent heat waves we've had.
Yeah.
So all it needed was a smaller spark to start, a bit of wind behind it then, and it was a nightmare scenario.
Would you describe it as ferocious?
Oh, it was ferocious, Neil. I'm 25 years in the brigade. I was incident commander yesterday, so like initially it was all on me to make rapid decisions based on, you know, what needed to happen. We were in the fight of our lives, like we were dancing with the devil upon arrival. I immediately made down for Pumps 3, so that was two other fire stations I called initially. So we tasked the local brigade there, Carrigaline, 5 miles away. Great crew up there. They came, Cork City. We didn't have the water pressure we needed to fight the fire. Now, the water pressure in the area is sufficient for normal use, which is household use and maybe some commercial. But as you might imagine, in a situation, an incident as big as this, you require vast amounts of water. So we didn't have enough in that area. So we called in water tankers anywhere from 18,000 litres to 33,000 litres.
Wow.
And they would have spent hours ferrying the water up to us into bonding tanks that we were able to pump into our trucks and then on to the firefighters.
Okay, so I see then a tug on the water with a water cannon, powerful water cannon.
Yeah, so they're all resources that we can call upon. We had great support yesterday from the local Coast Guard, and I know Victor Shine is a good friend of your show.
Yeah, he
was in touch. We got their rib of float to give us eyes from the sea and clean air to see where the fire was spreading because it was on a cliff. We had zero visibility for the first 3 hours. We could hear the crackling of it, and let me tell you, with all my experience, the crackling was frightening. Like it was so hairy there in the first 90 minutes. The threat to property was really high. And once it started in one house, Neil, we were going to be in trouble.
Did you evacuate, incidentally, Paul? Anybody?
Well, we went to evacuate the first house. The guards were there, and again, they were a great assistance to us. They asked what they could do. I said, go and talk to the residents, tell them to lock the windows and doors, keep animals and children and that indoors, and stand by. And what about evacuation? I said, well, we won't evacuate anyone, but tell them if the flames come near them, they will have to get out of their house and to make a plan for that in advance. Obviously, the threat to life is the most important thing. And also the threat to danger for the firefighters fighting this incident, Neil, you know.
Huge amounts of responsibility on your heads with regards to people making that call. Do we evacuate? Yeah. Do we not evacuate? How long did it take you?
All going on.
Yeah. How long did it take you to get it under control?
I think to the point where I felt some sense of palpable relief would have been about 3 hours. There's such a stretch from that bus turning circle to the beach on the point. You know, there's so many different layers. There is a walk goes through it. We were sectorizing, you know, to the seaside of the walk and to the house side of the walk. So we were deploying crew and resources. Like, we had firefighters and breathing apparatus, which is very like, you know, scuba tanks for people that mightn't be familiar with it. They need a clean supply of air. Like, we were absolutely choked. You know, you couldn't stay out of this. And that's what we tried to do, obviously, from a safety point of view. But like, we could not stay out of this. We had to go to it, take some risks to save savable property. You know, we didn't risk any of our lives, but we were close to that line at all times.
Amazing,
you know?
Courageous work. A job so
like,
well
we
done.
We would have had 25-30 firefighters there at one time. If you want to add in the 10 or 12 Coast Guard lads that turned up and the guards, we were up to 50 people. One other big thing that helped us yesterday as well was the local residents. Some of them went above and beyond to ferry information up to me. I had calls coming in, radios coming in. I had crews looking for updates myself. And to have these people there doing everything they could. I mean, we are a community fire service. One of the reasons a lot of us joined, you know, over the years was to serve our community when they need us most. But what was beautiful yesterday, Neil, was the community came to help us, to help them as well. And as I said, the interagency teamwork between everybody. Yeah. I'd seen your officers ringing me all evening. They were offering us any and every support they could give. The local soccer club offered us their welfare facilities for the crew. I mean, it was one of those moments. It's actually a very good news story, I think, for Cork.
Well, tell you what, I know you prepare for incidents like this, and you got it under control. It may have taken several hours, but... Yeah. It was tireless work on behalf of those involved, and you know we're lucky we're not talking about a major tragedy or a lot worse this morning. However, everybody always wants to know how these things start. All About Cork this morning are suggesting that it was a group of teenagers. What do you know about that?
Yeah, I believe that to be the case. I think there was a number of teenagers and they had a lighter, God bless them, and they lit a small bit of dry grass and I believe it went up like hair. They went to extinguish it immediately, but the sparks flew and landed, as I said. The weather we've had unusually in Ireland in the summer in the last few weeks has made everything so dry and tinder, and the whole fire just took off. Now, I believe the guards have dealt with them and all that. I mean, they made an error. I think they're very young, Neil. There was no malicious intent per se now, you know. But thankfully this morning we're talking about, I mean, we came within 2 foot of the first house catching fire.
God,
let me tell you.
You're joking me.
No, there was all heavy duty plastic pipes in the garden that all melted. And you don't need flame to start a fire or to spread a fire, Neil. All you need is radiating heat in this instance. The eaves, the PVC would melt, they'd catch fire. Then it gets in under the roof and then that house is going. You have houses Camden and you have houses on the point and you have all that scrubland going down through heading towards Crosshaven. My own feeling at the time, Neil, was if we lost the first house, like in the sense that if it caught fire, we were looking at 20, 25 houses. You know, it really hit me fairly hard and fast, I can tell you.
That is certainly devastating were that to happen. There was a lot of heat, there was a lot of fire yesterday, but thankfully a lot of cool heads that went about their job professionally. So well done to every
absolutely.
Single one of them, Paul, you included.
Yeah.
Well done.
Yeah, no,
well
thanks.
Done.
Thanks, Neil. And to be fair now to everyone that helped us yesterday, everyone was incredible. And that's what won the day, to be fair, was the teamwork element of it, you know.
Okay, my friend. Much obliged to you. Take care of yourself. That's Paul Brierley, the station officer who leads the retained fire crew from Cork County Fire Services based in Crosshaven. It could have been a hell of a lot worse if it wasn't for the work of the firefighters. And their hours, as they say in All About Cork this morning, battling the ferocious blaze at Fort Camden. I shouldn't say that. In and around the area near Camden Fort itself. Text 0868104106. Doesn't it just go to show how easily these things can happen? Group of teenagers with a lighter thinking, what would happen if we did this? And the rest is history. Back after the break.